In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this St. Andrew's Eve 2022, let us pray. Almighty God, thou didst call Andrew the Apostle to preach the gospel of salvation, and in the Gospels he didst bring both Jews and Gentiles to Christ our Lord. And so too, O Lord, we pray that in thy mercy thou shouldst raise up men to faithfully preach thy holy gospel in our day and age, that men may be called to repent of such sins as ungodly big beat music, and trust in Jesus Christ alone as their Saviour from sins. And this we pray, Heavenly Father, through the atoning blood of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Welcome to all listening to this address. This is the second part of the fifth sermon in a series of six sermons. The first three preached last week on St. Cecilia's Day, and the last three today on the eve of St. Andrew's Day on music entitled The Big Beat Music Nightmare, being preached on the 22nd and 29th of November 2022. In a part of 5a, we have just considered in this fifth sermon the immoral nature of big beat music, with special though not exclusive reference to false religious beliefs and false religions in regard to apostasy from the Christian faith, a blasphemous claim to be a Christian, the deification of music as an idol or false god, the deification of a woman made into a lust idol, Darwinian macroevolution, Romish Mariolatry, some reference to heathen reincarnation found in heathen Hinduism, heathen Buddhism, heathen Jainism and infidel Sikhism, and general blasphemy. And now in this part 5b, we shall consider with special though not exclusive reference to false religious beliefs and false religions, issues in regard to pantheism, Baha'ism, religious universalism, Mohammedanism, heathen gypsies, heathen Hinduism, some further reference to heathen reincarnation found in heathen Hinduism, heathen Buddhism, heathen Jainism and infidel Sikhism, and some other matters of heathen Buddhism and the issue of devil devotees or devilish witchery or sorcery and voodoo and Satanism. And in doing so, as in all the sermons of this series of six sermons, the truths of God as found in a religiously conservative Protestant Christian understanding of those five great symbols of the Christian faith found in various Protestant catechisms of the Reformation, to wit the Lord's Prayer, Apostles' Creed, Ten Commandments and sacraments of baptism and communion, shall be consulted with a special reference to the first three of these symbols, in which the emphasis on moral issues shall repeatedly be made with reference to the moral law of God found in the Ten Commandments or Holy Decalogue of Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. Returning then to our consideration of the evils of ungodly big beat music, contrary to the first, second and fourth precepts of the moral law, we find that the 2005 album by the group Gorillaz, entitled Demon Days, in its lyrics promotes pantheism in such words as, quote, "In these demon days, for a soul, Mother Earth want us to," unquote. To which is added in the song O Green World, the usage of drugs in a witchcraft manner in connection with a spiritual experience, and I shall censor their blasphemous misuse of a certain word to a religious experience. In their lyrics, quote, "I hope sex and drugs rust into myself. A religious experience. It feels a religious experience," unquote. So too the reggae big beat musician Jason Mraz in his 2020 album Look for the Good, in the lead song of the same name, contrary to the first, second and fourth precepts of the moral law of Exodus 20, promotes pantheism and fails to distinguish between good and evil in the lyrics, quote, "We were born to love, not hate. Look for the good in everyone and celebrate all our mistakes." Everyone is nature. Everyone is God, unquote. This pantheist who deifies man then further says in his DJ FM song, quote, "Like the goddesses and gods, I know my spirit is ancient," unquote. Thus promoting an origin-type heresy of pre-existing souls. A heresy he earlier played around with as one of multiple possibilities in his 2006 song, When We Die. In the lyrics, quote, "When we die, will I dream? Will I get to meet Jesus? Or will I come right back?" Unquote. And contrary to the first, second, and tenth precepts of the moral law, in the song Wise Woman, he refers to a woman as his lust idol, saying, quote, "She's a green garden goddess," unquote. As in his earlier 2005 Please Don't Tell Her, in 2020 he uses profane language, contrary to the third and fourth precepts of the moral law, in failing to distinguish between the holy and the profane in his crude references to the posterior. And contrary to the seventh and tenth precepts of the moral law, his song Make Love promotes both unmanly pacifism and fornication. In the words, "I used to hear the undesirables of the anti-Vietnam War pacifistic type using when I was a boy in the 1960s and 1970s, to wit, quote, "Make love, not war," unquote. And contrary to the first, second, and tenth precepts of the moral law, in the song Time Out, this pantheist promotes the lust idols of drugs, promoting, quote, vape or steam, unquote, in which what are known as e-cigarettes or vape pens are used to heat a liquid, and when it becomes a vapor, it's inhaled. That liquid known as vape juice can contain nicotine or marijuana. And so Jason Mraz is contextually promoting both. Or the syncretism of Baha'ism was promoted by the group Seal and Croft, who were active from 1969 to 1980 and 1991 to 1992 and in 2004. And with regard to ungodly religious universalism, the Romanist from mixed-race Mexico, Santana, whose group is named after him as Santana, and it's been through many member changes with himself as the only constant member. In violation of the first, second, seventh, and tenth precepts of the moral law, in his 2021 album Blessings and Miracles, in the song She's Fire, he sings of a woman as a lust idol who's in, quote, devil red, unquote. In the lyrics, quote, "She sets off all the fire alarms when she walks in the room. Her lips, her dress, both devil red. She makes a mess of you. She comes to slay and she'll drop you to your knees. But she's coming home with me. She's a fire. She's fire. She's so smooth. She's mine and she's going to drive me loco. All night," unquote. But it's not just fornication idols that are the focus of Santana's false religion. In June 1999, Santana's album Supernatural was released. And in a CBS News interview of February 2000, he promoted both religious and racial babelism. He said with regard to an interfaith compromise between the Christians' Jesus, the infidel Muhammad's Allah, heathen Buddhists' Buddha, and heathen Hindus' Krishna, quote, "We're all one on this planet. Allah supreme. Well, when they said Jesus is coming back, he never left. Jesus is here. Buddha, Krishna, Allah, it's all one to me, unquote. And he then compliments this religious babelism and racial babelism in promoting the wicked, politically correct murder of white Protestant Christian South Africa, saying, quote, "The best is still ahead when we play for Nelson Mandela or Desmond Tutu. Then it's all the best for me," unquote. And in the 1999 Santana album Supernatural, we find in the song Put Your Lights On, the lyrics, quote, "She says," Arabic subquote, "La ilaha illa Allah," end subquote, "You all shine like stars," unquote, in which the Arabic quote is from the Mohammedan Quran, Surahs 37, 34 and 47, 21, meaning, quote, "There is no God but Allah," unquote. And by Allah, Santana says in the relative interview, he means, quote, "Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, Allah, it's all one to me," unquote. And so Santana is seeking to promote both religious and racial babelism with an ungodly blending together of diverse religions and races. And this evil babelistic album was number one on the Big Beat music charts. And in 1998, Santana was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called a Hall of Shame. And in further reference to religious universalism and murderous themes, there's also the group Metallica, who in their 1984 song Fade to Black include the self-murder lyrics, quote, "I have lost the will to live, simply nothing more to give. There is nothing more for me, need the end to set me free," unquote. Imagine if someone said those words to a doctor. If he didn't diagnose him as having suicidal tendencies, I'd say that doctor was a quack. I repeat those lyrics, quote, "I have lost the will to live, simply nothing more to give. There is nothing more for me, need the end to set me free," unquote. Or Metallica's 26th song, Now That We're Dead, deny a heaven and hell distinction and claim a common end in the next life in the lyrics, quote, "All sinners, a future, all saints, a past, beginning the ending, return to ash. Now that we're dead, my dear, we can be together. Now that we're dead, my dear, we can live forever," unquote. The proposition that both sinners and saints, quote, can be together, unquote, in the next life is rubbish. The distinction of heaven and hell is a fundamental biblical distinction, evident in such scriptures as Jesus' words in Matthew 8, 11 and 12, where he contrasts those in heavenly rest who shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, with those in hell who shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And as further discussed in my Annunciation Day sermon of 2017 on the Catechism Part 3 on Article 4b of the Apostles' Creed, on my understanding of Christ's descent into hell in Acts 2, 27 and 31, it was the Colossians 2, 15, triumphing over them of a triumphal march in the Ephesians 4, 9, lower parts of the earth, evidencing the completion of his work on the cross, so that in 1 Timothy 3:16 the words rendered he was justified in the spirit are better here rendered he was vindicated in the spirit, as in 1 Peter 3:19 he preached unto the spirits in prison, in the sense that he preached at them for their sins in antediluvian times. And so we find this biblical heaven and hell distinction in Articles 4b and 6 of the Apostles' Creed. He descended into hell. He ascended into heaven. Furthermore, Article 2a of the Creed says, I believe in Jesus Christ. And Acts 4, 10 and 12 say of the name of Jesus, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And if so, as it should be, the Apostles' Creed is understood biblically. There is no place for religious universalism. For salvation is exclusively through Jesus Christ. But as for this, the gospel denying religious universalist and self-murderous promoting group Metallica, who set aside the teachings of Holy Scripture as found in the Apostles' Creed and Ten Commandments, we find that in 2009 they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Ohio, USA, which is better called the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. Or Cat Stevens, who in 2014 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, other than for the Greek aristocracy, such as the late Prince Philip, the father of our gracious Lord, King Charles III, the white Caucasian Greeks of Bible times most sadly and tragically later became admixed and lost their Caucasian identity and associated Japhetic racial gifts of Genesis 9:27 in perpetuity as part of God's just judgment upon them for their disgusting and wicked sin of generalized racially mixed marriages. We live in a day and age where to be tolerant to this type of dirtiness of racially mixed marriages is termed, quote, modern, unquote. But in fact, such filthiness is as old as the antediluvians of Genesis 4-6, who were justly destroyed in Noah's flood, and after multiplied thousands of years, to this day, most justly burn in hell. And so, in general, the Greeks of modern times are mixed race. Now, Cat Stevens was born with the Greek name Stephen or Stephanos Dimitri Georgiou, in which Dimitri is the pagan Greek goddess of corn and harvest, and Georgiou is the genitive form of Georgios, and so means of Georgios, here contextually with the idea being the son of Georgios. Stephen, or Stephanos Dimitri Georgiou, was born in London as the son of a Greek Orthodox father and an apostate Protestant Baptist mother, who lowered herself down into the moral gutter of a racially and religiously mixed marriage. Yuck! Their spawn, the part-breed Greek wog boy, Stephen or Stephanos Dimitri Georgiou, attended St. Joseph's Roman Catholic Primary School in Macklin Street, London. So that when he changed his name to Cat Stevens and sang, remember the days of the old school yard, he was to some extent promoting the Romanist delusion of his old school yard. And as a historicist who follows the Protestant historicist school of prophetic interpretation, I note that in Daniel 2, following the first three kingdoms of Babylon, Medo-Persia and Greece, the two legs of iron in the fourth kingdom represent the Eastern Roman Empire and Western Roman Empire, and they become in Daniel 2, 41 to 43, feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, with interracial mixing of the white Caucasian iron with the murrey clay of coloured people, contrary to the holy laws of God against such unchastity as racially mixed marriages. In generalised miscegenation. And the devil promotes this evil in which they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men through both the Romanist delusion, which is the foot coming down from one leg, namely the old Western Roman Empire, seen in the mixed race features of Southern Europe, and also in the Mohammedan delusion, which is the foot coming down from the other leg, namely the old Eastern Roman Empire, seen in the modern Arab race, which is admixed. And so in pointing to the unique truthfulness of religiously conservative Protestant Christianity, Protestant historians recognize that in Scripture the two big and especially dangerous religions, especially isolated for us, both of which falsely claim in some way represent the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, are Roman Catholicism and Islam. And so when the part-breed Wog, Stephen or Stephanos Dimitri Georgiou, put on the mask of Cat Stevens and sang "Remember the Days of the Old School Yard," promoting the papists' St. Joseph's Roman Catholic primary school, he was to some extent paying his dues to his daddy, the devil, as they worked together to try and undermine and attack and destroy the familial base unit of a much-hated white Protestant British nation. The devil looks to have been very impressed with this part-breed Greek wog boy, Stephen or Stephanos Dimitri Georgiou, and he came up with another idea. This was manifested when his minion, Cat Stevens, converted to infidel Mohammedanism in 1977. And then in 1978 changed his name to Yusuf Islam, in which Yusuf is an Arabic form of Joseph, the name of the Romanist school he had attended. And from 2006 to 2017, he produced recordings under the name of Yusuf, though since 2017 he has produced them under the combined name of Yusuf or Cat Stevens. For example, in 2021, he recorded a new version of the 1971 song Peace Train. A September 2021 Rolling Stone article records that he brought together over 25 musicians, including, for example, the American Negro Keb Moe, Pat Simmons of the Doobie Brothers, whose lead vocalist Tom Johnston said to SongFacts, quote, "We weren't anti-religious, we weren't anything," unquote, which is not correct. For Jesus Christ saith in Matthew 12:30, "He that is not with me is against me." There's no neutral ground. So these Doobie Brothers were against the truth of Jesus Christ. And others were also brought together by Cat Stevens in 2021, including the Falami Muslim, Baba Mall of Africa, Gashan Barami, playing in Ramallah in Mohammedan Palestine, Joshua Am Jad, playing in Karachi in Islamic Pakistan. And these all join the peace train of Yusuf Islam or Cat Stevens, who is pictured in Istanbul in Mohammedan Turkey. And so this 2021 form of the peace train is contextually an attempt to promote the infidel delusion of Mohammedanism together with both racial and religious Babelism. It's an example of what Holy Jeremy refers to in Jeremiah 6:14. "They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. And in response to Cat Stevens' lyrics of 1971 and 2021, which include the words come on, seemingly of double meaning for both the peace train and those getting onto it. Come on, come on, come on. Yes, come on, peace train. Let me just say to this half-breed Greek wog, Stefanos Dimitri Georgiou, parading himself under a multiplicity of different names, that by the grace of God, you won't be getting me on your racially and religiously babelist so-called peace train. In fact, quite the opposite. Under God, I'm for white, Protestant, national identity and society in countries like the UK, USA and USA, USA and Australia, in which you have no business being. And the Lord being my helper, I'll be doing what I can to derail this babelist so-called peace train. And the fact that this infidel Mohammedan, Yusuf Islam or Cat Stevens, centred this false peace song on himself at Istanbul in Turkey is symbolically significant. For as a Protestant historicist, I recognise that Revelation 9 prophesied the fall of Constantinople to the sword of Islam. For example, as stated in my St. Barnabas' Day sermon of 2015, or Revelation 9, 17 and 18 says, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. And a number of historicists have noted how apt are these words in connection with gunpowder exploding. Constantinople had considerable defences, possessing massive fortifications. These had held back any potential invaders for hundreds of years. But under the Turkic Mohammedan woe, the Ottomans used gunpowder with great effect, employing great cannons especially created for the invasion of Constantinople under the sword of Islam, with the fall of Constantinople in 1453. Furthermore, the Mohammedan Turkic Ottoman Empire, whose capture of Constantinople, or in its Turkish form Istanbul, is isolated by the prophetic telescope in the Revelation 9 Turkic Mohammedan woe, was also prophesied to end during the Daniel 12 time of the end. In the Daniel 4 seven times, or great 25-20 day year prophecy, which terminates in lesser prophetic type in 1915 and in greater prophetic type in 1923. And so Satan's brat, the Greek part-breed wog boy, Stephanos Stefanos Dimitri Georgiou, operating under the names of Cat Stevens and Yusuf Islam, has been promoting the Mohammedan delusion as part of Satan's vicious and vile attack on the family-based unit of white Protestant society, such as the historic white Protestant British nation. You see, this type of music, which can so easily be used to beat up fleshly lusts, such as religious and racial babelism, it's the big beat music nightmare. Or Eric Clapton in his 1994 song Hoochie Coochie Man, in which Hoochie Coochie is a slang term for a whorish woman, or the private parts of a drunken woman, in which hoochie means one who's drunk and coochie means a woman's private parts, in derivation of the fact that a hoochie coochie earlier referred to a fornication inciting belly dance performed by gypsies, we find that heathen gypsy fortune telling is promoted in the words of something, quote, gypsy woman told my mother, well, I'm the hoochie-coochie man, unquote. The combination of which indicates both heathen spiritualism and carnal fornication towards a gypsy, and given that the gypsies are a racially mixed group with Indian elements, his is an especially bad form of fornication in the form of miscegenation. And the filthy, heathen, gypsy and interracial fornicating supporter Eric Clapton was in 2000 inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. And there are other false religions being promoted too. Reference has been made to the promotion of heathen Hinduism by the Beatles, and the band The Who having also been promoting heathen Hinduism in connection with other false religions, joining in an interfaith compromise with apostate Christianity. In their 2019 song, I Don't Wanna Get Wise, and as a reasonable man, I would accept that these people don't want to get wise. Amidst profanities such as filthy words referring to feces and a frivolous, blasphemous usage of the name of God, the lyrics include such lines promoting the deadly sin of drunkenness as, quote, he was drunk, I was blind, we don't want to get wise, unquote. And certainly I would agree with them as a reasonable man that they are blind and don't want to get wise. For we are told in 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. The band called The Who have also been deeply involved in drugs to the point where drug-induced wild hysteria has resulted in deaths as their devotees rush to be closer to the stage. But to the question, what is the spiritual source for their perverse sex, drugs and rock and roll? The answer given by their guitarist and musical mentor, Peter Townsend, is a syncretism with heathen Hinduism. Townsend is a devotee of the heathen Hindu syncretistic Baba, who died in 1969 and who alleged he was one of the heathen gods in human form. The result was the 1969 rock opera Tommy, and in their 1969 song Tommy, favourable references made to LSD or, quote, acid, unquote, in the words, quote, I'm the gypsy, the acid queen, unquote. Their song Fiddle About includes the child molestation words of, quote, Uncle Ernie, unquote, who says, quote, down with the bedclothes, up with the nightshirt, fiddle about, unquote. The Who recorded a trio of big beat albums specifically devoted to the teachings of this heathen philosophy, with the 1970 album Happy Birthday, 1972 album I Am, and 1976 album With Love. In the heathen Hindu syncretism teachings of Baba, he claims the heathen Hindu god Vishnu came to earth, or comes to earth, about every 700 to 1400 years, and in an interfaith compromise teaching of Christianity with various infidel and heathen religions, he blasphemously claims Jesus Christ of Christianity was one such example, and other examples are Zoroastria of infidel Zoroastrianism, the heathen Hindu gods Rama and Krishna, the heathen Buddha or of of Buddhism, the infidel Muhammad of Mohammedanism, and the god called Parvadiga of infidel Mohammedan Sufism. And so this is a promotion of heathen Hinduism in the context of a syncretism with other religions which promotes the interfaith compromise with apostate Christianity. The heathen Hindu name Baba also appears in a syncretism with a name of white Anglo-Celtic culture in The Who's 1971 song Ba Ba O'Reilly, which is rated by Rolling Stone as one of, quote, the 500 greatest songs of all time, unquote. A title I would certainly not concur with. And this same song with this Hindu and Anglo-Celtic syncretism name appears as one of the, quote, 500 songs that shaped rock and roll in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And indeed, in 1990, The Who were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called a Hall of Shame. Or Sting have also promoted ideas of heathen, heathen idea of reincarnation found in heathen Hinduism, heathen Buddhism, heathen Jainism, and infidel Sikhism. In his 2003 album, quote, Sacred Love, unquote, which violates the first, second, third, and tenth commandments of the Decalogue in its very name by blasphemously using the term sacred, contrary to the third commandment, by making a woman his lust idol goddess, and also further violates the third commandment with blasphemy and the fourth commandment with irreligiosity. The very title of this song is blasphemous, as the unholy lust idol of a goddess is called holy or sacred in the title, quote, Sacred Love, unquote, which is actually better called forbidden idolatrous love. The idolatrization of this woman also attacks the sanctity of marriage and so violates the seventh commandment. Both the third and fourth commandments, thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain and remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, teaches us to distinguish between the holy and profane. Leviticus 20 verse 3, Exodus 28, Nehemiah 13, 17, 1 Timothy 1, 9, of which one example is to recognize the holy nature of preaching. For example, in the Gospels in Mark 1, 14 and 15, Christ came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, repent ye and believe the gospel. And in the epistles, 2 Timothy 4, 2 says, preach the word. By contrast, in this blasphemous song, Sting's lyrics include, quote, don't want no preacher on the TV, unquote. He further commits idolatry and blasphemy, for example, saying to this woman who's his lust idol goddess, quote, quote, you're my religion, you're my church, sacred love, unquote, which is also a violation of the ninth commandment, as in the words of Romans 1:25, he has changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. And he blasphemously seeks to place his goddess religion on a par with the moral laws 10th, 8th and 6th commandments respectively, saying, quote, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not doubt that this love is real. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, but if you don't love her, your best friend will, unquote. And the song includes other blasphemy I shall not repeat, including a line which is a Trinitarian Christological blasphemy against the incarnation of the Son of God, as taught in Matthew 1 and John 1, and the Apostles' Creeds, Articles 1a, 2b and 3, which say the only Son of God, the Father, was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary. Now, Sting's 2003 album, quote, Sacred Love, unquote, reached number 3 on the Big Beat music charts. But these violations in the main song of the same name of the biblical doctrine of the Apostles' Creed and the Exodus 20 moral laws, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th commandments, make the point that this wicked music is clearly the devil's music. Or Sting says in his... Sting says in the 1990 song Brand New Day, quote, I'm the devil in your soul, unquote. Showing a nexus from this devil in someone's soul to morals, in his 1999 song Tomorrow We'll See, he ambiguously promotes the idea of heathen reincarnation in one meaning of the words, quote, you could be me in another life, unquote. Although it could also mean a double life, as it does in one reference, as he favourably depicts a prostitute whose whoredom is described in such lyrics as, quote, my skirt's too short, my tights have run, these new heels are killing me, my second pack of cigarettes, here comes John from his other life. He may be driving to his wife, but he'll slow down, take a look. I don't need forgiving. I'm just making a living. Don't judge me. You could be me in another life, unquote. Thus, John from his other life means a double life, but you could be me in another life is capable of this meaning or reincarnation. But any such ambiguity of two possible meanings or double meanings, of which only one is reincarnation, goes in his 1999 song, Thousand Years, where he clearly promotes the heathen idea of reincarnation in lyrics which include the words, quote, I may have lived 1,000 lives 1,000 times and endless turning stairway climbs to a tower of souls, unquote. Though these songs are from Sting as a solo rock idol, he also has sung as part of the band called The Police. And that group, which includes Sting, were in 2003 inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In heathen Buddhism, nirvana refers to a transcendental state representing the final goal of the heathen Buddhist. And the heroin addict, Kurt Cobain, was the lead singer and guitarist of the rock group Nirvana and was known to be regularly drunk and use drugs and inhalants. In a June 1996 TV program on Channel 7 in Sydney, a young man said of him, quote, I think we all... growing up, just wanted idols. We all wanted somebody to be like. And kids saw Kurt Cobain as someone to be like, unquote. Contrary to the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, he committed suicide in 1994. And so there is a reasonable chance his self-murder was related to his frequent alcohol and drug abuse. And in 2014, the group Nirvana were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. The group Pink Floyd, with their long hair like girls, in 1973 released the album Dark Side of the Moon, in which they played to what Larson's Book of Rock calls, quote, drugs doped audiences, unquote. In their 1979 album, The Wall, the song Nobody Home uses filthy foul language with reference to a crude term for feces, and given such lyrics as, quote, I've got second sight, unquote, Larson's Book of Rock thinks they must be exploring, quote, psychic powers, unquote. There is also certainly a promotion of fornication in the song Young Lust, which includes the words, quote, I need a dirty girl, unquote. Their 1994 album, The Division Bell, in the song Take It Back, sets aside the third commandment as the name of God is profanely used. This album also contains the song What Do You Want From Me, which has devilish implications of selling one's soul to the devil, with a temptation reminiscent of the devil's temptation of Jesus in Matthew 4, 8 and 10, all the kingdoms of the world, these will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. In Pink Floyd's words, you can own everything you see, sell your soul for complete control. And as already noted, this same idea was found in Hammer's 2010 song, as Satan uses different big beat rock idols to entice people to sell their soul to him. And so once again, we see that this big beat music is the devil's music. And as with the rock group just considered called Nirvana, we find that in Pink Floyd's 2014 album, The Endless River, there is a closing instrumental entitled Nirvana, which, contrary to the first and second commandments, is once again named after and promotes the heathen Buddhist idea of a transcendental state representing the final goal of the heathen Buddhist. And in 1996, Pink Floyd were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, of course, the religious and racial babelism that goes with promoting the heathen idea of reincarnation, found in heathen Hinduism, heathen Buddhism, heathen Jainism, and infidel Sikhism, or promoting heathen Buddhist, the heathen Buddhist idea of a transcendental state, or the band The Who, promoting heathen Hinduism in connection with other false religions joining in an interfaith compromise with apostate Christianity, and their syncretism of a heathen Hindu name, Baba, with a name of white Anglo-Celtic culture in their aforementioned song, Baba O'Reilly, which Rolling Stone mischievously and falsely claim is one of, quote, the 500 greatest songs of all time, unquote. Like the earlier promotion of heathen Hinduism by the Beatles, or infidel Mohammedanism by Cat Stevens, is all part of the big beat music populist background to promoting coloured, infidel and heathen immigration into Western lands. Together with other media propaganda, it seeks to give a more popular appeal to the type of immoral things found in the UK, where there's been a Mohammedan mayor of London. And for some decades now, their prime ministers have fluctuated between white trash males and silly little girls. And now we find that their most recent prime minister, who is their third prime minister this year of 2022, is a coloured heathen of Indian descent. And bearing in mind the Indians of the north are a mixed race from northern Aryan tribes and Dravidians in the south, this northern Indian mixed race brown Indian heathen Hindu, Rishi Sunak, was reported in BBC News of October 2022 as having recently idolatrously worshipped a cow during a heathen Hindu ritual. And he swore his oath as an MP on the Bhagavad Gita, a heathen Hindu text. the worshipping of the cow was part of ancient pagan Egyptian religion, resulting in the image of the golden calf in Exodus 32. And yet such an egregious violation of the moral law of the Holy Decalogue as cow worship is now practiced by this heathen Prime Minister of the UK in connection with heathen Hinduism. But of course, given that, for example, the UK has a history of allowing mass murder abortion dating from 1967, and that England and Scotland allowed sodomite and sapphist marriage from 2014, and this was imposed on Northern Ireland from 2020, it's a self-evident truth that the majority of members of Parliament can't see past the noses on their faces. And so we now find that the United Kingdom has become so degraded that the jokingly misnamed Conservative Party so attacks the white Protestant family-based unit of society as to put a part breed, Caucasian, Dravidian, Northern Indian, who's an idolatrous heathen, into office as they choose a Nimrod of Babel type figure. In the words of Romans 1, 20 and 21, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We find that the ancient Egyptian religion and devil worship is mentioned by the group Iron Maiden. For example, their 1984 album, Power Slave, shows an Egyptian-type pyramid with the eye of the pagan Egyptian god Horus. And in Circus magazine of February 1985, band member Bruce Dixon said the song Peace of Mind refers to tarot card symbols. He said that much of what he writes is based in heathen Egyptian black magic, and says he has a copy of the Egyptian Book of the Dead. But he also follows syncretism ideas, as he says the Mohammedan Quran is right in its own way. Their song 1986, Heaven Can Wait, includes the lyrics, quote, could it be the angel of death has come for me? It's my soul, and I'm going to let it get away. Heaven can wait, unquote. Their song, their 2015 song, Book of Souls, includes the lyrics, quote, sacrifices buried with kings accompany them on a journey with no end to an afterlife that's rich with fruit of all the gods and to face the demons of their underworld haunts, unquote. And in 2021, Iron Maiden were unsuccessfully nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, there is only one true religion, to wit, Christianity. And there is only one true form of that religion, namely, religiously conservative Protestant Christianity. And in a number of false religions we have considered in this sermon, such as those of apostate Christianity, infidelism and heathenism, the devil hides behind a mask. But he is sometimes more overtly worshipped by devotees of the devil. And this leads us to the issue of devil devotees or devilish witchery or sorcery and voodoo and Satanism. Now consider, for example, Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones' 1968 song, Sympathy for the Devil, in which he says in his devil devotee lyrics such things as, quote, stole million man's soul and faith, and I was round when Jesus Christ had his pain, made D-A-M-N sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Just call me Lucifer. Tell me, what's my name? Unquote. And his 1973 song, Dancing with Mr. D, that is Mr. Devil, includes the words, quote, you're dirty. Yeah, down in the graveyard where we have our tryst, I was dancing, dancing so free, dancing with Mr. D, unquote. This is Satanism. As reported in USA Today of January 1985, the bisexual Jagger said he told his second wife with respect to his homosexual sodomite activities, quote, I can't feel cut off from half the population, unquote, which is a very great lie, since among other things, it presumes that all males are either bisexual or homosexual. In his 2001 song, Goddess in the Doorway, the lyrics include, quote, demons in the bedroom, there's a goddess in the doorway, unquote, as he promotes the worship of devils behind a goddess in violation of the first and second commandments. I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and thou shalt not make, bow down to, nor serve any graven image. And in 1989, this devotee of the devil and bisexual sodomite Mick Jagger was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Ohio, USA. Or Susie Quatro's 1974 song, Devil Gate Drive, includes the lyrics, quote, hey, you all want to go down to Devil Gate Drive. Well, come on. Do their jive down in Devil Gate Drive. Well, your mama don't know where your sister done go. She goes down to the drive. She can jive down in Devil Gate Drive, unquote. And this Devil Devotee song, which celebrates a nexus between rock music and dancing of a jive down in Devil Gate Drive, once again makes the big beat music, makes the point that, makes the point that big beat music intrinsically quite easily lends itself to the beating up of fleshly lusts. And so it quite easily beats up fleshly lusts, especially, although not exclusively, when played quite loudly in, for example, a concert context, so as to produce a brain-deadening effect with its pulsating beat. And so it's intrinsically a more dangerous music genre in its innate potential for evil. And then generally to this are added lyrics and images to match with these or other ungodly ideas and values. As devotees of Susie Quatro are here taken down to, quote, Devil Gate Drive, unquote. And in 2021, Susie Quatro released the song, quote, The Devil in Me, unquote, which repeatedly uses the lyrics of the song's title. Concerning the fifth commandment, honour thy father and mother, as I recall some decades ago now, seeing an interview on Sydney television with Susie Quatro, where she horribly described her father in dishonouring terms as, quote, an incredible dag, unquote. And this fifth precept of the moral law is further set aside by Susie Quatro in the lyrics of the aforementioned song, Devil Gate Drive, which refer to a girl dishonouring her mother by secretly engaging in devilish activity in the words, quote, well, your mama don't know where your sister done go. She does go down to jive, down in Devil Gate Drive, unquote. Can anyone seriously doubt that this is the devil's music? And in 2009, BBC TV in the UK made Susie Quatro one of a number of so-called, quote, queens of British pop, unquote. The German rock band Scorpions named their 1976 album Virgin Killer. And the album cover has a nude, prepubescent girl behind a broken pane of glass. And only a fool could deny the obvious implication that these filthy rock idols are supporting child molestation of prepubescent girls. And the lyrics of the song Virgin Killer include the words, quote, cry to escape. Escape it. It's so hard to run away. He's a virgin killer. You're a demon's desire. Exorcist prescriptions? Forget it. Try to get away from that, because he's a virgin killer. Unquote. And so devil possession and child molestation of little girls is here being glorified. In their 1988 song, Savage Amusement, a name which itself is very repulsive, the lyrics of the song Rhythm of Love include the words, let's spend the night together. I know you want it too. The magic of the moment is what I've got for you. And so we once again see devilish concepts of magic linked to unchastity. And in their 2022 song, Rock Believer, we see in the very name how rock idols such as this use their music as a substitute for a God focus. And the lyrics of this song include, quote, we came back to make you feel our love in every song we play. Scream for me, screamer. I'm a rock believer. Unquote. Now, their 2022 words with reference to, quote, every song we play, unquote, is inclusive of, for example, their 1976 child molestation song, Virgin Killer. And so their words, scream for me, screamer, are inclusive in a double meaning of the screams of a child molestation victim. And their wider words, quote, scream for me, screamer, I'm a rock believer, unquote, also pander more generally to the idea of rock as an idol, so that a devotee of it is, quote, a rock believer, unquote. In which instance, the words, quote, scream for me, screamer, unquote, are inclusive in a double meaning of the screams of out-of-control wild teenagers and others, beating up the flesh in worldly lusts, contrary to the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet, by screaming at the presence of their rock idols. And this vile group, whose name Scorpions is repugnant, were in 2010 inducted with a star on the Hollywood Rock Walk, which also reminds us of the wider dangers to public morals and decency posed by Hollywood. Reference has already been made to Ozzy Osbourne of the group Black Sabbath, a name referring to when witches meet, and thus a satanistic name of a group active from 1968 to 2006 and 2011 to 2017, who were an early heavy metal band. They used to hold a black mass before their concert with a nude on a so-called altar sprinkled with chicken blood. An album of theirs shows an inverted cross of Christ, and their album Sabbath Bloody Sabbath showed a satanic ritual with the numbers of the mark of the beast 666. A 2017 tour was timed to coincide with the 30th anniversary of their 1987 album, The Eternal Idol, one of whose songs entitled Nightmare includes the lyrics, quote, "The evil spirit rises, blinded by the dark. As the reaper takes you down the spiral stairway, you share the evil pit with Satan's name," unquote. And in 2006, Black Sabbath were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called a Hall of Shame. The band Rob Zombie, in their 1998 album Hellbilly Deluxe, which has a vile, devilish zombie cover jacket, in the song How to Make a Monster, includes the lyrics, quote, "Roots in hell, a child bride with blood eyes, got Satan on the brain," unquote. These long-haired gits produced an album in 2016 entitled The Electric Warlock Acid Witch Satanic Orgy Celebration Dispenser. And in 2021, their album, The Lunar Injection, includes the song, quote, "The Satanic Rites of Blackula," unquote, and has references to a vampire and such lyrics as, quote, "A graveyard for lunatics, I still remember Babylon," unquote, or their 2006 album Educated Horses, in the song 17 Year Locust, promotes drugs and self-murder in the lyrics, quote, "Opium, heat, rash, suffocate this place, call a suicide, come on," unquote. And their song on Salem seeks to glorify the evil witches justly burnt at Salem near Boston, USA. And in 2011, Rob Zombie was called upon to induct Alice Cooper, a witch, into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The band Radiohead, in their 2016 song Burn the Witch, speak ill of this highly desirable usage of capital punishment, and so attack the words of Holy Writ in Exodus 22:18, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." Their reason is revealed in their 2003 album Hail to the Thief, the very album name of which glorifies violation of the Eighth Commandment, "Thou shalt not steal." In their song, A Wolf at the Door, their lyrics include, quote, "With my X-ray eyes, I strip you naked," unquote. And in their song, We Suck Young Blood, their vile and disgusting lyrics include, quote, "Are you hungry? We want the young blood. We suck young blood. We want young blood," unquote. And in their song, The Gloaming, which refers to just after when the sun sets, their evil lyrics include, quote, "Genie, let out of the bottle. It is now the witching hour," unquote. And for their service to Satan, in 2019, Radiohead were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, contrary to such evil, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ saith in St. Matthew 7, 13 and 14, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. But in a wicked and devilish rejection of Christ's words, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction," we find that the evil band AC/DC sang the 1979 song Highway to Hell, whose lyrics include, quote, playing in a rockin' band, I'm on the highway to hell, unquote. And I can remember in my college days being repulsed at certain drunken evildoers in their late teens or early 20s playing with brain-deadening loudness this vile song, Highway to Hell. And in 2003, AC/DC were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. Or contrary to the first, second, and tenth commandments, as a rock idol, contrary to the first commandment, in devil-focused witchery, contrary to the male and female sex roles upheld in the fifth and tenth commandments, contrary to the seventh and tenth commandments with homosexual sodomite images, contrary to the sixth commandment with murder and violence images. Alice Cooper is a man who took the name of a 17th century witch, and according to Moody Monthly of September 1982, got his name, quote, from a spirit that possessed him during a seance, unquote. And in his 1975 song, Cold Ethel, he engages in sickly necrophiliac tendencies with, for example, quote, her skeleton kiss cause Ethel's dead, unquote. And Alice Cooper also promoted sodomite sin. On stage, he appeared as a transvestite, showed snakes and mutilated chickens, and brace yourself for explicit reference to a gross type of fornication. He stimulated necrophiliac fornication, that is to say, fornication with a dead corpse. And he also performed doll decapitations and bloodbaths on stage. In his 2009 album, Along Came a Spider, in the song Catch Me If You Can, he gruesomely details bodily dismemberment in such lyrics as, quote, which limb will I choose, which one gets sawed in half, unquote, and taunts the police in his words, quote, catch me if you can, unquote. And in 2011, this vile Alice Cooper was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. In a May 1987 interview with the magazine Hit Parade, the vile, disgusting and abominable promoter of witchery, necrophilia, bodily dismemberment and homosexual sodomy, Alice Cooper said, quote, I want to take everyone on an emotional roller coaster. I want them to feel the madness, unquote. Well, let me just say in response to this filthy faggot and his devil-focused witchery, by the grace of God, you won't be taking me or any of God's children who are subject to his holy word on your vile, emotional roller coaster of self-admitted madness. You see, this type of music can so easily be used to beat up fleshly lusts, such as false religion, fornication, and other things. It's the Big Beat Music Nightmare! And sadly, we find there have been other satanistic Big Beat music performers. For example, an incomplete list as itemized in Ankerberg and Weldon's 1992, The Facts on Rock Music, Is It Really Satanic?, include Venom and Jim Morrison and The Doors, the big beat heavy metal band Venom in their 1985 album and song Possessed, a name which indicates they are claiming to be devil-possessed, include the lyrics, quote, I am possessed of all that is evil. The death of your God I demand. I sit at Satan's right hand, unquote. Or Jim Morrison of The Doors, who in his 1991 song, Petition the Lord with Prayer, mockingly attacks prayer to God. And in 1993, Jim Morrison and the Doors were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Anchor Bergen Weldon also referred to Van Halen, concerning whom the magazine Rock of April 1984 quoted devotee David Lee Roth as describing a Van Halen concert in terms of, quote, "I'm gonna abandon my spirit to them. You work yourself up into that state and you fall in supplication of the demon gods," unquote. More generally, the Calgary Herald of April 1984 says, quote, "Van Halen in concert is a musical circus of sex, drugs and rock and roll," unquote. For instance, in their 1998 album, Van Halen 3, the filthy lyrics include violations of the Fifth Commandment by failing to honour racial progenitors and race-based cultural nationalism, and Sixth Commandment by seeking to murder the biblical ethnic race identity of nations, Genesis 10, Acts 3:25 and 17:26. In the lyrics, quote, "I don't belong to any race, pledge allegiance to a place, no border line in the sand I'd trace," unquote. There's an anti-spiritual and fleshly lusts focus, contrary to the fourth and tenth commandments, in the lyrics, quote, "I'm preoccupied with the physical. I don't want to find religion," unquote. But then he qualifies his disinterest in religion by showing interest in heathen religion. When in violation of the first and second commandment, he asks about astrology, saying, quote, "By the way, what's your sign? Can't comprehend the meaning of the metaphysical," unquote. And violations of the seventh and tenth commandments with sexual perving occur as a peeping Tom in the lyrics, quote, "I'm just a red-blooded heterosexual, sometimes a certain Tom, he's got a peep. I'm a peeper boy looking at girls and I think I like what I see, like a dirty water dog and a bird. Sometimes a certain Tom, he's got a peep and I think I like a dirty water dog," unquote. Larson's 1987 Pocket Guide on Rock says of Van Halen, in quoting Circus magazine of October 1978 and November 1979, quote, "When a rock band describes itself as subquote, a group of barbarians who are sweeping around the world, end subquote, it's obvious their goals transcend mere musical performance. Former lead singer David Lee Roth confessed, subquote, "I've managed to live out 100% of my fantasies with pretty women I've met on the road," end subquote, end quote. And in 2007, Van Halen were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame. And also Stephanie, or Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac, who says that the witch's Halloween is the favourite night of her year. And she has dedicated a number of that group's concerts to the world's witches. And in 1988, Fleetwood Mac were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is better called a Hall of Shame. And contrary to the first, second and fourth commandments, the Evil Witches' festival of Halloween, with voodoo and sorcery, as well as drugs in the form of heroin, known as dope, is promoted by the group with the violent name, quote, "Smash Mouth," unquote, in their 1999 album, Astro Lounge. In their song, which reached number four on the pop charts, "Diggin' Your Scene," the lyrics include, quote, "Every night a Halloween, like a junkie knows dope, I scramble for a fix, voodoo and sorcery. Two, I can't shake your freaky spell," unquote. Or Demi Lovato is a coloured woman of mixed race Spanish and Red Indian descent whose racial image subverts white race-based cultural nationalism in Western lands, contrary to the second, fifth and seventh precepts of the moral law. Her feminist sex role perverted image subverts patriarchy and is a forbidden lust to the tenth precept of the moral law. In her 2021 album, Dancing with the Devil, contrary to the first, second and fourth precepts of the moral law, her lyrics in the song Dancing with the Devil include, quote, twisted reality, hopeless insanity. I told you I was okay, but I was lying. I was dancing with the devil, out of control, gambling with my soul. It's so hard to say no when you're dancing with the devil, unquote. She makes a disgenuine act of repentance in this song, quote, praying for better days to come, unquote. But contextually, this repentance is not genuine, as seen in other lyrics on the album. For example, in The Way You Don't Look at Me, she says, quote, this hurts harder than my time in heaven, unquote, indicating that as an unsaved person, the idea of heaven is painful to her. And in this same song, contrary to the seventh and tenth commandments, she whorishly seeks to incite and solicit fornication from a whoremonger in the song The Way You Don't Look at Me. Contrary to the third and seventh precepts of the moral law, the album uses profanity with a sex verb used for fornication in four songs. And while I don't oppose the moderate consumption of alcohol, in the song California Sober, which is a euphemism for someone who both drinks alcohol and smokes marijuana, her lyrics include the lust idol of drugs, contrary to the first, second and tenth commandments in, quote, I'm California sober, unquote. And contrary to the seventh and tenth precepts, she indicates sapphist bisexuality in the very title of her song, My Girlfriends and My Boyfriends. And in her song, The Kind of Lover I Am, she sings of her bisexuality in, quote, I might not believe in monogamy. The moment I fall, that's it for me. Doesn't matter you're a woman or a man. That's the kind of lover I am, unquote. As for the part breed, sex role perverted, blasphemer and whore, Demi Lovato's 2022 album, I can only say that the very name should have been censored as it violates the third and fourth commandments by not distinguishing between the holy and profane in a misuse of the word holy, which I shall censor to unholy. And it uses a crude sex verb, which is minimally censored on the jacket cover, though not censored in the lyrics of the main song of the same title. And I shall censor this truly ghastly name to unholy fornication. And showing some similar ideas with Genesis 3 imagery found in Madonna's 2005 song, Like It or Not, discussed last week in the third sermon, in Demi Lovato's main 2022 song of this same name, which I'm censoring to unholy fornication, once again with lyrics as censored by me to the words unholy fornication, these include with allusion to Genesis 3, quote, like a serpent in the garden, I'm an angel, I'm a demon, I'm the fruit that was forbidden, but don't keep my evil hidden. I'm unholy fornication. I'm unholy fornication, unquote. And her Big Beat Idol Awards include, for example, Broadcast Music Incorporated Pop Awards in 2014, 2015, 2019 and 2022, and the 2021 Celebrity of the Year Award in the UK's Big Stinks Awards, in which I am censoring another name to the Big Stinks Awards. That's BI for bisexuals, G for gruesome, S for sodomites, T for transsexuals, N for in, K for kink, and S for sapphists. You see, this type of music can so easily be used to build up fleshly lusts, to beat up fleshly lusts, such as false religion, fornication, and other things. It's the Big Beat Music Nightmare! And so, in part 5b of this fifth sermon, we have considered, with special, though not exclusive reference to false religious beliefs and false religions, issues in regard to pantheism, Baha'ism, religious universalism, Mohammedanism, heathen gypsies, heathen Hinduism, some further reference to heathen reincarnation found in heathen Hinduism, heathen Buddhism, heathen Jainism and infidel Sikhism, and some other matters of heathen Buddhism, and the issue of devil devotees or devilish witchery or sorcery and voodoo and Satanism. And this was a continuation of part 5, which made special, though not exclusive, reference to false religious beliefs and false religions in regard to apostasy from the Christian faith, a blasphemous claim to be a Christian, the deification of music as an idol or false god, the deification of a woman made into a lust idol, Darwinian macroevolution, Romish Mariolatry, some reference to heathen reincarnation found in heathen Hinduism, heathen Buddhism, heathen Jainism and infidel Sikhism, and general blasphemy. And so overall, in the two parts of this fifth sermon, we have considered the immoral nature of Big Beat music with special, though not exclusive, reference to false religion and false religious beliefs. We see that this encompasses a broad range of unbelief, including agnosticism and atheism, as a man effectively makes himself into a god in harmony with the devil's deception of Genesis 3:5. Ye shall be as gods. And in case of big beat idols, this is also part of becoming rock and roll lust idols. There's the deification of the music itself as a lust idol or false god. There's the issue of a woman being made into a lust idol goddess in connection with lust towards her or sexual relations with her. There's the lust idol of narcissism, where a man with an inflated view of himself makes himself a god. There's the issue of denying God's creatorship with the theory of Darwinian macroevolution. In the words of Romans 1:20, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. There's the issues of apostasy from the Christian faith or a blasphemous claim to be a Christian. For example, the promotion of Mariolatry and associated connectedness to the Romanist delusion. There's also wider issues of blasphemies. There's the issue of pantheism. There's the issue of transcendental meditation. There's the issue of the syncretism of Baha'ism and the issues of the interfaith compromise between Christianity and various religions, for example, Hinduism, and the all-encompassing ecumenical compromise and interfaith compromise between the truth of religiously conservative Protestant Christianity and everything else in the issue of ungodly religious universalism, forms of which underpin both the ecumenical and interfaith compromises. There's the issue of the infidel Mohammedan delusion of Islam. There's the issue of heathen religion such as gypsy religion, Hinduism and Buddhism, and the heathen idea of reincarnation found in heathen Hinduism, heathen Buddhism, heathen Jainism and infidel Sikhism. There's the issue of devil devotees or devilish witchery or sorcery, and voodoo and Satanism. But in stark contrast to all this unholy big beat music, false religion of both lust idols with the music itself and the big beat musicians regarded as idols, and all these false religions and false religious beliefs being promoted by various big beat idols, we are privileged to have the holy and infallible Word of God as the divine revelation of God to man. And in the infallible Holy Bible, we find that in the Holy Gospels, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, upholds the truthfulness of the monotheistic revelation of God in the Scriptures, when in citation of Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5, he saith in harmony with the first commandment in St. Mark 12, 29, "The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." And in his Sermon on the Mount, Christ upholds the first, second, and tenth commandments of the moral law against lust idols when he says in Matthew 6:24, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." And bearing in mind that false religion is a form of deception which attacks God's truth, our Lord also upholds the ninth commandment of Exodus 20:16, saying in Matthew 19:18, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." And so too in the epistles, his holy apostle St. Paul saith in 1 Corinthians 10:14, "Flee from idolatry," and in Romans 13:9, "Thou shalt not bear false witness." And concerning the deadly sins of unbelief, idolatry and lying, St. John the Divine, meaning St. John the Theologian, saith in Revelation 21:8, "But the unbelieving and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with a fire and brimstone." And so the primary issue we have been looking at in both parts A and B of this fifth sermon on false religion is an egregious violation of the first and or second and ninth precepts of the moral law of the Holy Decalogue, bearing in mind that the moral law's orbit acts to safeguard broad tenets of the Christian faith, such as those found in the doctrine of the Apostles' Creed, providing this creed is understood biblically, and it's only understood biblically inside of religiously conservative Protestant Christianity. And so Christ saith in Mark 1:15, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." And his holy apostle St. Paul saith in Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." And so for any who are come under the sound of this message who have not done so already, there is a need to repent of such sin as this ungodly big beat music, and to have saving faith in Jesus Christ as man's only Saviour from sin. Let us pray. Almighty Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we confess that we are sinners by nature and sinners by our thoughts and words and deeds. We confess that nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for us under Pontius Pilate can atone for our sins. O God the Father, O God the Son, O God the Holy Ghost, O holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons and one God, have mercy upon us miserable sinners. Remember not, Lord, our offences. Spare us, good Lord, from all evil and mischief, from sin, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from thy wrath, and from everlasting damnation. good Lord, deliver us from all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of thy word and commandment. Good Lord, deliver us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.